Well, brethren, not too long ago, I spoke on the first commandment about how it is all about loyalty to the great God. And last month, I spoke on the second commandment, which is all about worship, the proper worship. But in that commandment, he points out how not to worship him. And then later on, I explained how Jesus Christ told us how to worship him. Well, with that in mind, we're going to go into the third commandment today. The third commandment, my brothers and sisters, is all about reverence. Reverence, loyalty, worship, and reverence. Brethren, do you revere the great God? Does the great God now stand firm in your hearts? That same heart that at one time before your calling was occupied by an idol, whether it was physical or in the mind. Is he at the forefront of your thoughts and then carries over into your actions? He needs to be, brethren. How else can one successfully strive to keep the third commandment? With that said, let us read the third commandment. Please open up your holy Bibles and turn to Exodus 20. And we're going to read verse 7, one verse. Exodus 20, verse 7. It states, "You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. For the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain." Here in verse 7, brethren, God is instructing us to respect his holy name and not to use it in a vain manner or a useless manner. You know that OMG thing? That's a useless manner. The third commandment requires that we properly use God's name in all of our speaking. And this, of course, includes everyday conversation, whether it be with someone of the faith or someone of the world. Your attitude cannot change when you're dealing with either or. Your attitude towards God must be the same, even if it's detrimental to you in regards to the world. Stand strong. Look at the apostles and what they went through. They didn't deviate from the truth of God. They stayed firm in it. Because Jesus Christ was right in here. This is how serious this commandment is. For a better understanding of this commandment, let's look at four Hebrew words for the English words take, name, vain, and guiltless. The first word, take, in Exodus 20, verse 7, in the Hebrew is NASA, N-A-S-A, the same initials for the National Aeronautics and Space Administration. It means lift up. The word NASA is widely used to describe willful misuse. Now, that doesn't sound good. Or manipulation of an item or an idea. It is used both figuratively and literally in this world today. The idea here is, brethren, is that do not lift up God's name inappropriately. Do not misuse his name. The second word, the Hebrew word for name is Shem. The same name for the son of Noah. This means reputation, fame, or glory. Name in the Old Testament included a description of character for people of the Bible. One good description is David. His name means beloved. One bad description for a name, Jacob, His name means supplanter because of what he did. But then later on, when after wrestling with God and Jacob proved himself, God changed his name to something more befitting his newfound character. He changed his name to Israel. And that name means to rule or prevail as God. Appropriate name, beautiful name. My own name, Pablo, it means small, humble. And I pray I live up to that standard. The word Shem also suggests something high or elevated, implying that God's name is majestic and most, most excellent. There is a verse in the book of Psalm, book of Psalm, chapter 8, verse 9. This proclaims this very, very beautiful truth. Psalm 8, verse 9 reads, O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. This is a beautiful verse. God's name proclaims him as the most outstanding in all the universe. And why not? He created all things. His name signifies everything about his glorious nature, his very reputation, if you will, his character, his distinctiveness, setting him apart from all other beings as the great, everlasting, eternal, ever-living, self-existing, miracle-working God. God's very essence is concentrated in his names, plural. And because we find that he has many names throughout Scripture. No one name can contain all the essence of God. The third word, vain. Like name, it appears twice in that scripture of Exodus 20, verse 7. And the Hebrew word for this, for vain, is shav, S-H-A-V. It is a noun that means emptiness, nothingness, vanity, emptiness of speech, lying, and worthlessness. If I was to take all those words and just combine it into one, the word I would use is iniquity. It covers all of that. Using the Lord's name in vain is to speak of God in disrespect. That's the opposite of reverence. It's irreverence. Speaking of God in an unworthy or frivolous manner. Again, that OMG thing. The name of the Lord is holy in that same way that he, God, is holy. All his names that we find throughout the Bible is a representation of his glory, his majesty, and his supreme deity. We are to esteem and honor his name as we revere and glorify the very God himself. To do any less is to take his name in vain. The fourth word, the Hebrew word for guiltless in Exodus 20, verse 7 is nakah, N-A-Q-A-H. It means to be clean. In a word, innocent. When you take the context of this scripture, we see that God considers a person as being spiritually unclean when he or she abuses his name. Now that we have those Hebrew definitions in English, let us read verse 7 again. First with the words, take name, vain, and guiltless, and then with their Hebrew definitions. Exodus 20, verse 7. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. And now, you shall not lift up the reputation, fame, or glory of the Lord your God in iniquity, for the Lord will not hold him innocent who takes his reputation, fame, or glory in iniquity. This paints a bigger picture. After all, it was God who spoke in Hebrew to the assembly of Israel at Sinai, and it was recorded in that language through Moses. So what does this all mean, brethren? It's simple. We need to be wise about our speech. What we say and how we say has direct correlation to our relationship with the great Creator God. What that means is we don't misuse or use God's name in an empty and worthless way. Instead, we should honor the name of Almighty God. God's name represents life to you and me. And there are many ways we can use God's name in our speech that will be a blessing, not just to ourselves, but also to those hearing it. The Bible gives us ways to honor God's name by what we say. And I like to refer to this as the seven we cans. All right? We can call on the name of the Lord as it's stated in Genesis 12, verse 8. We can bless in the name of the Lord as it's stated in Psalm 129, verse 8. We can tell the truth in the name of the Lord as it's stated in 1 Kings 22, verse 16. We can exalt the name of the Lord as it's stated in Isaiah 24, verse 15. We can speak in the name of the Lord, stated in Jeremiah 26 and verse 16. We can praise the name of the Lord, as it's stated in Psalm 7, verse 17. And finally, we can declare the name of the Lord, Psalm 102, verse 1. There are a lot of ways we can use God's name in our conversation that bring him honor, honor that he so deserves for all that he does for us. Let's make sure we honor the great God in spirit and in truth. As Jesus said, in spirit and in truth through our speech and actions, and show the world who Jesus Christ is in our lives. His name, brethren, his name is our salvation. Amen. Let us exalt his most excellent name. Happy Sabbath, everyone.